Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 142 for Thursday, November 10th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished higher on Thursday, following gains in the U.S. soy complex. Canola was anywhere from $3.50 to $5 higher, with the January contract checking in at $513.80 a ton. That's up $4.70. Gains in vegetable oil were bullish for canola. Despite a recent wave of warm weather, farmers in Western Canada are making slow progress in harvesting the remainder of the canola crop, and that was supportive for the charts. The technical picture also favors canola right now, so speculative buying was a feature of the day as traders positioned themselves before Remembrance Day tomorrow. On the other side of the market, losses in crude oil weighed down canola. Prospects for the South American soybean crop are said to be very good, and that was bearish for the market. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were 7 to 8 cents higher. The January contract was at $9.95 a bushel. The market saw some light buying in the wake of recent losses. Strength in vegetable oil prices around the world helped push up the soybean market. However, Brazil's soybean crop is expected to be bigger than previously thought. The Brazilian industry group CONAB pegged the production this year at 103.5 million tons, and that was up from their previous estimate. Corn was 1 to 2 cents higher, with the December contract at $3.42 a bushel. The corn market retraced yesterday's losses and got some support on a technical level. France cut its estimate for corn production to 11.8 million tons from the previous estimate of over 12 million tons. On the other side, ethanol production is down and ethanol stocks have dropped in the wake of Donald Trump's election victory. Wheat was 2 to 4 cents lower, with the December contract at $4.04 a bushel. The market was pressured from fresh reports about the Ukrainian crop. Rains have improved soil moisture in that country, and analysts say the crop in Ukraine should be bigger than expected at 27 million tons. Elsewhere, strength in the U.S. dollar was bearish for wheat as well. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, November 10th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.